The World Bank has stepped in to give Pakistan a $900 million loan. The much-needed funds come as the UN Secretary General prepares to push world nations to offer more aid to help relief efforts in the flood-stricken country. Lydia O'Kane reports.
As the people in Pakistan continue to suffer the effects of devastating flooding, the country hopes that it can secure more vital aid to help its stricken population. There have been complaints that international aid has been slow in coming, with the UN saying that it has raised only a third of the $460 million needed to provide emergency relief. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is expected on Thursday to push the world's nations to give more to help the country when he reports to the 192-nation UN General Assembly following his weekend visit to the stricken parts of the country. The United States is expected to announce a further $100 million for flood relief for Pakistan at the UN meeting, following up on the $76 million it has given so far. Pakistan has also been given another lifeline in the form of a $900 million loan from the World Bank to help the country recover from this disaster. But while more aid is awaited, the suffering of Pakistan's people goes on.
According to our understanding, the aid, what we need at the moment, haven't been arrived. The amount is quite low.
Oxfam press officer Mubashar Hassan is based in Pakistan. He says with aid slow to arrive, people are finding the situation extremely difficult to cope with.
There are very heartbreaking scenarios we have been experiencing from the field, you know. We have seen people just came out of their houses with their last belongings and quite surprised. And They were in like other disaster-prone countries. We find here Pakistan, in many areas of Pakistan, people have no clue how to cope with the disaster.
Time is of the essence in the battle to bring aid to those who desperately need it, as health officials warn that disease could spread quickly among the millions of displaced people and that 3.5 million children are at risk. I'm Lydia O'Kane.